Let's play the funky music, white boy.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm Eric, and it's fantastic to be here. Fantastic to be here with you on episode 216 of Eric FM Australia. I'm back, and this episode is brought to you by, well, me and some great music. We've got some artists returning, and we have some artists who came to me via Twitter, some of them via MySpace, some of them via MySpace, did I really just say that? Via Facebook, some via Twitter. Some of them have MySpace pages, but you know, you can't help that. Some great music coming up for you. Had a great weekend of live music last weekend. Another great music weekend coming up. Well, not really coming up, that I'm in the middle of as you're hearing this. Probably, maybe. Who knows when you're listening to it? But we're going to kick things off not by something or someone who's fantastic. Nah, she's pretty fantastic anyway. This is Christy Cox, and they always get me these people named Christy or Kirsty because, you know, I don't know if I've got a bit of dyslexia going on or not, but you know, sometimes they get a bit confusing and you got to think, it's Christy. And then it just comes out Kirsty anyway. So here is Christy Cox. Pretty sure I featured her before. She's actually got a new album out, which is called Miles and Time Zones. She recorded this in Nashville, Tennessee. And so, wow, she's actually got a faculty at law and a management dean's commendation award at university while studying for a Bachelor of Business degree. So she's no dummy. This is A Little Bit of Wonderful by Christy Cox. I'm sure you'll enjoy this. This is Eric FM Australia, episode 216. You can hear me on Eric FM Tracks Radio and also via iTunes, the usual downloady places, as well as Shifty Jelly's Pocket Cast. Thanks, Modus.
Like you. This is Franz Arp, and you can find me at www.franzarp.com, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Help me, I'm on fire. I'm burning from the inside out. The flames are getting higher. It's you.
From www.emmadean.com, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Tangled and tied by a spider. G'day guys, this is Tony Dean here from TonyDean.net. You're listening to IRC FM, best radio station on the web. Enjoy your listening time.
And it's haunting pain, like a river flowing through your veins, like a sweet smell of autumn rain. The drug feeds on your mind. You got your saddle, oh, you've got your steed. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Simon.
And this is Alan.
And we are from...
Centered Self!
That was really weird.
I don't care.
All right. And you're listening to...
Irk FM!
You can find us on...
Facebook.
YouTube.
MySpace.
Just search...
Centered
Self!
Yeah!
It was a bad date. I tried to avoid it. He was friends with a friend of mine. He asked me if I was free for the weekend. I thought it would be rude to decline. He picked me up in a revved up Toyota, the kind that's every teenager's dream. We rode across the city, weaving in and out of traffic. Such a cool driver was he. I gather I was someone he was trying to impress. But fast cars, I'm not a fan. There's a tape in the stereo straight from the 80s. Every second track is called I Wanna Be Your Man. It was a bad date. He took me to a party full of people from I don't know where. He gives me a drink in a funny colored bottle. Tells me I should bring it upstairs. He tells a dirty joke and I call him sleazy. He thanks me like it's some kind of praise. There's something annoying in his confident manner, and yet I can't escape from his gaze. On the way home there's a full moon in the sky. He says he planned it for me. I exhibit skepticism at his bid for romance. I'd wish this night my worst enemy. The next day I tried to forget him, but it's harder than I thought it would be. I keep on remembering his easygoing nature and all his attention to me. Could be I was too judgmental, passing up my possible fate. Could be that he's perfect for me. Hope I haven't left it too late. 2 weeks later and I'm getting impatient, wondering when he's going to call. So I asked my friend if she'd investigate it and tell me all. It was a bad date, that's what he told her. Hard work right from the start. I liked her, but there was no connection. Couldn't see into her heart. She exhibits skepticism at my bid for romance. I just couldn't do any good. It doesn't seem to matter what I do or what I say. The female mind is never understood.
Welcome back to Irk FM Australia, episode 216. And that was A Bad Date by Nicole Taylor. Before that, we had a double play from the Gypsy Bengals. The first song you heard was Heroin. And the second song was Women and Whiskey. And then before that, we had two songs in a row from our good buddy Franz Arp, Fire and Just Because You Want It All. Franz Arp, of course, is no stranger to Irk FM. I interviewed him on episode 190 of Irk FM, and what he's basically doing this year, instead of holding off and then releasing an album later on in the year when he's got enough songs for an album, is that he's releasing the songs when they're produced. And so he's had two in pretty quick succession. Fire and Just Because You Want It All. On his website, franzarp.com, he has a blog post every time a song comes out to tell you more about how the song was produced, what it means, and all of that sort of stuff. And also on the latest track, Fire, he's got a bit of a collaboration going with some Sydney artists, which is great as well. So he's about to move back to Bris Vegas if he hasn't done so already. And so if you're up in Brisbane, you'll be seeing a bit more of Fronz up there. Basically, Sydney's loss is Brisbane's gain. Then after that, we heard from the Gypsy Bengals. That was quite interesting how that relationship started. I was at a gig on Saturday night, and in between the bands, I was on my iPhone, on Facebook and on Twitter, and, you know, just keeping up with things, what was going on, and doing some promotion and all of that sort of stuff. And so my mate Randy from Titty Mingo, he's on Twitter a lot, as am I, and a Sydney band, the Gypsy Bengals, posted to him basically saying, "Hey dude, check out our new song." And so Randy, and I'm very grateful for Randy because he did this, and he didn't have to do this, he said to them, "Have you checked out my buddy Irk FM? Because he loves playing Australian music, and Randy knows me well, I do." And so they got in contact with me, I got in contact with them, thanks to Randy, and you've heard the tracks. Now, they're from Sydney. They say that in the plastic age of autotune, overnight YouTube sensations and endless digital editing comes a swirling analog 70s blues rock of the Gypsy Bengals. And so they recorded their first EP, Women and Whiskey, in 2010, and they've regrouped in 2012, so I might actually be able to see them at a gig very, very soon. So they're inspired by the guitar playing of Freddie King, Rory Gallagher, and a lot more. Basically, they came out of the singer-songwriter's love of 60s and 70s rock. And then, of course, we have our last artist that we just heard, Nicole Taylor, with her song Bad Date. And it's a bit ironic that I'm recording this episode on Valentine's Day with a song called Bad Date, but that's the way it goes. Nicole's another Sydney cider. She puts herself in the folk pop and electropop categories. She's very short and distinct. She says, quote, on her Reverb Nation bio, quote, "You've never heard of me, but that doesn't matter if you like the music." And then on the right hand side, there's a section where you can put reviews, and, you know, people like me, they might do reviews, or they might paraphrase, or they might quote what I've said on an episode, and they might put it in the press section, and that rotates around, and the more reviews that you can get, the better. But she's obviously got a sense of humour, and she's got one press review that I can see, and I say, quote, "That sounds really good, honey." And that review comes from Nicole's mum. So, quite funny. So, we're going to continue on now. Now, if you know me, you know that I live in the, I was going to say in the central west of New South Wales, and that's crap. Live in the greater west of Sydney. And I'm continually finding new artists in and around me that I never knew existed. One such artist where we found each other via Facebook are called Shadows at Play, and they're based in the Lowell Blue Mountains. Once upon a time in the year 2011, the Blue Mountains was holding its annual sponge cake competition. All the townspeople had come out to show off their cakes. It was a fierce competition, only the best would enter, for the losers would face torment for a whole year. The cakes were so colourful and delicious. Okay, stop this. This is getting ridiculous. Shadows at Play formed in 2011. They've been playing gigs around the mountains and the city. All members share a love of curling, the sport, and hyperboles. If you want to know more, please come to a gig or contact 1-800-SHADOWS-AT-PLAY. So, obviously, a sense of humour there. They describe their location as the Wonderful Boy Mountains, and I'd have to agree with that. Anyone who comes to Sydney should go and see the Boy Mountains. They also say that under artists they like, Picasso, and influences, people who have played music currently and before us, and their band's interests include hiking through the mountains whistling a dandy tune. So let's hear Shadows at Play now, and this song is called Day by Day. Thanks, Motus.
Won't go away. Take it down. This is Michael from Emotus.
Hi, this is Melina from Emotus, and you're listening to Irk FM.
Hi, this is Rose.
From?
Oh, from Emotus. Do you know us? We're good. We're nice.
Hi, this is Sarah from Emotus, and you're listening to Irk FM.
I'm Brad.
I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain, and we are
Foundry Road.
And you can find us at
foundryroad.com.
And you're listening to
Irk FM.
Ebony wings, how they glow.
Facebook.com/hardasnailsband, and you're listening to Irk FM.
Hey,
we're Domino,
and we're big fans of Irk FM.
Totally love Irk. We are Domino. Visit us at www.dominoband.net. Go nice. Irk! Rock the house!
Nice.
Woo!
Burns like a fire in my belly. The dawn comes hard across the vacant sky. I know somewhere else the world is turning. I see the future flashing in my eyes. All these reflections of the places I have been to. All these faces with their widened eyes. How do you know the destination till you get there? Like a magnet that pulls and you don't know why. It's a quiet truth that's drawing inside you. It's not the proof of riches seen. Curse or a gift, it'll come to own you. Sown beneath your skin. So let the seasons come and fall to ruin. Let the nighttime sun light the sky. I will listen to the leaves as they are falling. Watch the ripples cross this lake, fade and die. follow this quest to the edge of the horizon. In solitude, it asks me why. I don't know if I'll ever get to where I'm going, but it's the only way I know to live my life. It's a quiet truth that's drawing inside you. It's not the proof of riches seen. Curse or a gift, it'll come to own you, like the rambling beneath your skin. Time wind sings a tune so lonely, the purest song you'll ever know. The words, they are heard by you only. Through your veins they will flow. It's a quiet truth that's drawing inside you. It's not curse or a gift, it'll come to own you, like the rambling beneath your skin, like the rambling song beneath your skin. Like a fire in my belly, the dawn comes hard across the vacant sky.
You're listening to IRC FM, episode 216, IRCFMAustralia.com, on Trax Radio and also IRC FM. That artist that we just heard makes a return to IRC FM. That was Marissa Yeaman, originally from Melbourne. That was her new single called Aurora. And she was actually asked by the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam to recently write a song to accompany a painting. She says that she felt the weight of expectation heavily. Considering the last piece of music inspired by this painting was penned by an artist 100 years ago, she wondered what kind of justice she could do. And so, yeah, there's lots of different inspirations for different songs and all of that sort of stuff, but to be actually asked to be able to write a song, you know, for a painting, especially something at the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam, absolutely awesome stuff. That was Marissa Yeaman, and found her some time ago via AirPlay Direct, and then I recently received an email saying, hey mate, go check out the new single. And so that absolutely is the case. She says about the song that the song which serendipitously found its way into my head and onto the page is called Aurora. That's the song that we just heard. It was truly a creative osmosis, evolving from paint through to words and to sound. She recorded it in an afternoon at the Wild of a Brand studio in Boxmeer with Dutch musician BJ Bartmans, who added some beautiful guitar work. When they had finished, they both felt that they have created something very special. And so you can purchase that song via iTunes or Bandcamp. Prior to that, we heard If I Lie with Ghost in the Machine. They recently found me and I found them via Facebook as well. So that was rather cool. They have been featured on IRC FM Metal Monday, so I thought that I'd play them here as well. They're from the Gold Coast. And so they have influences with blues, rock and metal, and they don't write to a specific genre and they don't follow trends. And they've got a really good sound. I really enjoy listening to those guys, and I'll have to play a bit more of them on Metal Monday. And prior to that, we heard from Oliver Tank, and he's a Sydney sider doing some great things. People have said that he's going to be the next best thing out of Sydney, and the song that he produced and performed then was called Love You. That was the Magic Silver White remix.
Hey, this is Christian Jackson, and you're listening to ERK FM. Listen to me on ChristianJackson.com. If you want to listen to me on ChristianJackson.com, yeah, ChristianJackson.com. Am I drunk?
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I think I've just been bitten.
Bitten?
Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by ERK FM. Oh, my God.
Roller coaster with the free ride. See it and get it wrong.
Oh,
an interesting way to end the episode there. A bit softer than I usually go to end the episode, but that's all good. That song was called Wait Until Tomorrow, Did You Figure That Out? By Headband. And before that, we heard the Happy Endings making a return with their song called Rehab. And prior to that, we heard from the Grown Ups with their song When I Discover You. Now, the Grown Ups hit the Australian independent charts in the late 1980s, early 90s, with two singles called Into the Beyond and Snakebite, and an EP, but they parted company before recording a full album. 20 years later, they've reformed as a recording project to complete that bit of unfinished business. Their debut album, The Light Filled Corner, features some 20-year-old songs along with many new tracks. And so that is The Grown Ups. After that, we heard from The Happy Endings. And The Happy Endings have been on ERK FM before. From memory, they're from Melbourne, and there's a lot of great things happening on the Melbourne music scene. Their new album is called Greatest View from Alcatraz. They are a well-toured band, to say the least. Following a successful 84-date Australian national tour to launch their self-titled debut album, The Happy Endings went straight back into songwriting and demoing for their new album. So their debut album tour took in Noosa, Brisbane, Newcastle, Sydney, Wagga, Melbourne, Bendigo, Hobart, Launceston, Adelaide, Perth, Margaret River, Kalgoorlie, Collie, Geraldton, Karratha, Port Hedland, Broome, and almost everywhere in between. And so they've also toured internationally as well, playing in the UK, US, and Europe. They also performed on the main stage of a European festival with Moby. So that's The Happy Endings. And to finish up, we have had a song called Wait Until Tomorrow by Headband. And yes, I should tell you a little bit about Headband. Headband, or Head Office Records, is, as the name suggests, the home and sale point of music written and recorded by legendary Australian piano player Peter Head. So he's another pianist, Peter Head from Headband. I sort of see what he did there. He has had over 20 years in the music industry, and he has spent over 20 years living and working around the top nightclubs of King's Cross. He also did a collaboration with AC/DC's Bon Scott, an EP called Round and Round. He has excelled in most musical genres, including jazz, blues, rock and roll, cabaret, R&B, funk, country, soul, reggae, and Latin. His 70s band Headband, which is the band we heard from, they've played support to the Rolling Stones and Elton John, among others. And their album is now a valuable collector's item, which is absolutely awesome. He's worked with a who's who of Australian talent in theatres, concerts, clubs, festivals, bars, hotels, and studios. And he has enjoyed successful sojourns in New York, London, Europe, and Asia, as well as performing at most of Australia's premier venues, including the Basement, Sydney Opera House, and the Adelaide Festival Centre. So that is very, very cool indeed. I hope you enjoyed the music on this week's episode of ERK FM Australia. If you're a band and you would like to hear your music played on this show on a Friday, obviously, you have to be Australian. you can contact me. Details are on the show notes at irkfmaustralia.com. If you like your music from outside Australia, you can hear IrkFM International every Wednesday on IrkFM Channel Irk, irkfminternational.com. And if you like bands like we heard there with If I Lie from the Gold Coast, you like your music a bit harder, you like your music at 11, you can tune in to IrkFM Metal Monday each and every Monday on IrkFM and Channel Irk at irkfmmetalmonday.com. I've got so much great music coming in at the moment, and also in March we have the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas, where a lot of bands are heading over from all parts of the world, including Australia, to play over at South by Southwest. And it's a great festival. I actually featured a South by Southwest special last year here on IRC FM, and I'll be doing the same in April this year after the festival's over. But in conjunction with South by Southwest, and let's face it, Austin, Texas is a long way to travel to either see it or to play in it. Wouldn't it be better if you didn't have to leave your couch to be a part of a music festival? Well, in that case, you should check out Couch by Couch West, and there'll be a link on the show notes. I had an episode last year based on Couch by Couch West, where people in bands, they basically perform from their couch or anywhere else that isn't a stage or a rehearsing or recording studio. And so it's a great chance for bands to do something different. It's a chance for bands to get their music out there to a new audience and have a bit of fun and just basically jam. You don't have to go to a recording studio or anything like that. And you can record it, upload it, have your music played here on IRC FM. And so we're dedicating the month of March to Couch by Couch West. And hopefully some of the Australian bands might come on board and represent as well. And so that will be absolutely cool. On this episode, we have heard from many great artists. We have heard from many great artists on this episode, and if you would like to be amongst them, email me. If you're interested in Couch by Couch West, I'll leave a link on the show notes at irkfmaustralia.com. You'll see some advertising around the website as well for Couch by Couch West, and you can become involved either as a listener for someone who likes music or indeed as a performer. Couch by Couch West, it's a great way to get out there, get your music out there, and some of the music is actually great. You might think, oh, it's just people playing from their couches, the music's going to be crap. Far from it. Many of the artists I would actually play on an episode of IRC FM, regardless of if they were at a Couch by Couch West festival. So there's links on the show notes for that, and I hope that you get into it, and I hope that we Australians can show the world how it's done and how good we can be from our couches. Although, having said that, I think for the Australians, we might even call it Lounge by Lounge West, because a lot of the time we don't talk about our couches, we talk about our lounges here in Australia. So interesting stuff. Stay tuned for that one. Of course, there's lots of great music coming up every week, whether it be IRC FM Metal Monday, IRC FM Extra, IRC FM International, or this show, IRC FM Australia. Artists who have appeared on this episode were Christy Cox, Franz Arp, The Gypsy Bangles, Nicole Taylor, Shadows at Play, If I Lie, Oliver Tank, Marissa Yeaman, The Grown-Ups, The Happy Endings, and Headband. Music was supplied directly by the artist and used with permission, or via Airplay Direct and SCG Media. All music on this show is played with the direct permission of the artist or under agreements with various music content providers, and this episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. I'm Irk. I've enjoyed bringing you the music as always, finding the music, going out for some gigs. It's going to be awesome. Lots of great stuff I've been finding. Good luck to Emotus with their album launch for Smokescreen. I'll have more about that next week. And until then, I'm Erk. Thank you very, very much for listening. Thank you to all the bands and the labels for their support. And good night, Interweb.